Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Tuesday, March 6th, 2018. Today is European Day of the Righteous, to commemorate those who have stood up to crimes against humanity and totalitarianism with their own moral responsibility. Around 700 refugees still come to Berlin every month. This number was quoted by Social Senator Elke Breitenbach of the Left in an interview with the Berliner Morgenpost. She went on to say that it is difficult to make a forecast for the coming years. Among other things, the new federal government's decision on family reunification is also important. According to Breitenbach, about 20,000 refugees are currently living in shared accommodations. Nearly 2,100 people are still living in emergency shelters, and there are 2,600 in the primary care facilities. Breitenbach assumes that Berlin will need around 19,000 additional places for housing in the next few years, not only for refugees, but also for homeless people or people at risk of homelessness. The Senate relies above all on modularly built accommodations, so-called MUFs. In the first 3 years, these flats and apartments are to be used for the most part as refugee accommodation, after which they will also be available to others looking for housing at reasonable rents. The federal government has created a simplified procedure under refugee building law for faster construction, but the buildings must be used exclusively by refugees in the first 3 years. However, the districts are already considering creating integrative housing projects in which refugees and students, for example, live together. Yesterday morning, rain on the frozen streets led to icy conditions in Berlin and Brandenburg. As a result, there were numerous auto collisions and injured pedestrians reported. The ice warning issued by the German Meteorological Service, or the Deutsche Wetterdienst, for large parts of the capital and the state of Brandenburg was valid until midday yesterday. Traffic was slow in many places, and traffic jams continued to occur on parts of the A100 Berlin City Highway until noon. On the Berliner Ring alone, there were already several accidents early in the morning, and in Brandenburg, there were incidents of cars overturned and landing in the ditches along the sides of the roadways. The Berlin police reported more than 90 accidents, including several collisions with injured persons. A spokesperson for insolvency administrator Lukas Flöter said the insolvent Air Berlin could demand billions in damages from its major shareholder, Etihad. The creditors' committee was scheduled to meet yesterday. The Süddeutsche Zeitung had reported that Flöter was expecting a claim up to several billion euros. The insolvency administrator had obtained several expert opinions on a possible lawsuit and had already stressed in January that due to the high costs, he would only take action if there were sufficient chances of success. Air Berlin filed for bankruptcy in August after Etihad had ruled out further injections of funds. In April, however, the major shareholder had promised the ailing airline further monetary help for at least 18 months in a letter of support. Since 2012, the national airline of the United Arab Emirates has held 29.2% of Air Berlin. It supplied the second largest German airline with money again and again and secured access to the German market through its participation. Citywide, false or imposter police officers are frequently contacting Berliners by telephone, especially seniors or those of any age who might not have a firm grasp on the German language or are new to Berlin. During these telephone calls, or sometimes even home visits, the perpetrators often tell a burglary or counterfeit money story and try to obtain large sums of money and/or valuables from the victims. In these cases, telephone numbers are often shown on the ID, which gives the impression of belonging to the police authority. The police warn that merely displaying an apparently known telephone number is not enough to identify a caller. For such a call, they recommend hanging up first and then dialing 110. In the case of a police officer ringing your doorbell, the authorities suggest the same: call 110 before allowing anyone into your home. Information on how to protect yourself from false police officers, as well as an overview with the official examples of ID cards of the Berlin police, can be found in various foreign languages via the link in our show notes. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, follow us on Twitter and Facebook, or enable our Alexa skill. Also, find us and other Berlin-related podcasts on bearradio.org. And if you like what we are doing, support us by telling your friends, send us feedback, and rate us on iTunes. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.